Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. A little bit similar to the show we had yesterday. Another big college basketball slate. We had a good night last night. We'll give out some more picks on the hardwood tonight. Gene Battaglia is standing by, going to get his thoughts on the massive showdown in Buffalo this week between the Ravens and the Bills. We'll also dive in deep into that game, as well as Texans and Chiefs. We'll preview both AFC divisional matchups. We're going to have Kate Constable join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. And then it is a Wednesday, so we'll do a little golfing with Glasser. We got the American Express this week out in California. We'll give out some winners there on the PGA Tour as well. Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us? It can be in football, college basketball, it can be NBA, it can be golf, anything you guys have in your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You miss any part of the show as well, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling. On a Wednesday, Glasses in session, we go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Gene Battaglia. You can give Gene a follow on X, at Gene Battaglia, co-host of the Sports Bar, which you can catch 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Fridays on 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Now, Gene, we've had you on the show quite a few times, previewing some of the Bills matchups. We haven't had you on, though, to preview Bills-Ravens. It's you versus me this week. This is going to be an awesome matchup. I can't wait for this one. It feels like we've kind of been on this collision course, Gene, right, for like a month or so. Once we knew the Chiefs were kind of going to get the one, Ravens were peaking at the right time, looked like they were going to win the division, and then it was only a matter of time before these two teams squared off. Now that it's here and we're previewing the game, what are your initial thoughts on the matchup?
Well, you helped me to understand this one, PJ, and thanks for having me on. The fact that in the history of the Buffalo Bills, in the playoffs, they've never been a home underdog. Explain to me why the line moved. Granted, it's not a lot, but it goes from the Bills being a one-point favorite now to a one-point underdog. This almost feels right for the narrative of Buffalo, the fact that, hey, maybe Josh Allen isn't the MVP, and maybe we don't have any first-team All-Pros here. We're the underdog in all this. So why did the line shift here, PJ?
I think, Gene, a lot of professional money just coming in on the Ravens. They've talked about it all year. The Ravens are the highest-rated team in the NFL. I am surprised that they're favored, though, right? Because we're in the playoffs. Buffalo is one of the best home fields. You probably give them 2.5, 3 points for home field. So I thought maybe this game would be like a pick 'em. I didn't know if Baltimore would be the favorite, but like you, I'm kind of surprised that they are. Have you heard players or coaches, Gene, talk about that? Like them being the underdog, and maybe like if that's something that they're going to certainly use as motivation for this game?
Oh, this is the way Sean McDermott, I don't know if specifically to today's game, because today is the first day that the players are being made available to the media, and that's going to happen later this afternoon. But what I can tell you is they hear stuff. They know things. Here in Western New York, we were critical of the Bills' third down defense, and when Buffalo did a fantastic job beyond that first drive against Denver in the wild card round, yeah, Rasul Douglas pointed that out, knowing that, that they hear this sort of thing. So I also think part of it too, PJ, is that maybe people are putting too much stock into what happened week four. 35-10 right. ended up being the final that night. But what I'd like to point out is that Bills defense that night, they didn't have their middle linebacker, Terrell Bernard. They didn't have their nickelback, Taron Johnson, who's one of the best in the game. They didn't have Matt Milano. And Matt Milano certainly looks like he's rounding back into form the way he tracked down Bo Nix on a key third down in last week's game. And then Taylor Rapp, the safety, left after 19 plays. And on top of that, Khalil Shakir getting hobbled and leaving in the second half. So that's a lot you can go back to in week four. But if anybody's putting stock into that Ravens win, I wouldn't put too much into it.
Gene, do you think more Bills fans are concerned this week with Lamar's legs and his rushing ability, or is it Derrick Henry?
Well, if you take the fact that the Bills once beat the Ravens here with Lamar Jackson, and Lamar got knocked out that night, and Justin Tucker missed a few field goals, that was in the COVID year, it's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has always done a number on the Buffalo Bills. Derrick Henry, first play from scrimmage, 87 yards out the gate. Now, I just mentioned the reasons why that might have happened. The Bills were down some key personnel. But going back to his days in Tennessee, Derrick Henry has always been a problem. So to me, it's just very simple. The Bills are going to have to sell out here against Derrick Henry and take their chances with Lamar through the air, which right now it doesn't look to be too bad in terms of the wind in Buffalo on Sunday night, but that forecast can certainly change in the next few days.
Yeah, certainly could. Gina, I've heard a number of people break down this game, obviously, and preview it. I really haven't heard a lot of people talk about, though, how Josh Allen hasn't really had a lot of great games against the Ravens. He's played him four times. He's 2-2 against them, three touchdowns, one interception, but he has not thrown for more than 215 yards in any of those four games against Baltimore. Is there something that the Ravens defenses do against Josh that gives him problems? Because we know there aren't many teams that Josh struggles against in the NFL, but against the Ravens in his career, he really has never lit him up. Is there something that they do that maybe you see as a pattern when he matches up with Baltimore?
Well, in that game against the Ravens, I thought the Bills were starting to turn the corner, and then a trick play that really went awry, and there was a turnover. Yeah, they can get after the quarterback, certainly. So that's going to be kind of a key. But and it certainly looks like the Ravens secondary coming down the stretch is playing much better during the season. So, sure, it's a tough defense to go against. But the different thing about Buffalo this year is this. It's not all Josh Allen. It really isn't. This is the first team in NFL history to go 30-30. 30 touchdowns through the air, 30 touchdowns through the ground. So if you're looking for some sort of play, take a look at the James Cook odds here. I would think this is a James Cook sort of night. And the fact that Ray Davis remains in concussion protocol right now, maybe the Bills are down to just two running backs and you would get more James Cook in this game. So to answer your question, sure. Josh Allen has not played all his best football against the Ravens over the years, but this is a Bills team that's more diversified than ever on offense.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the balance, 30 touchdowns on the ground and through the air. That's pretty darn good. Gene, I talked about it earlier in the week, too. I thought the key of that Denver game was Buffalo's ability to run the ball on first down. It felt like they were living second and three, second and four the entire game. Baltimore's got the number one run defense. So I think you're right. James Cook, probably the X factor in this game on Sunday. Want to get your thoughts on the total. We've previewed a lot of Bills games, and it feels like all their totals are seemingly in the 50s because of how great and potent their offense is. This one is no different. And Gene, you and I both know how this works, right? You get the two front runners for MVP, two of the best quarterbacks. Everybody wants to see a shootout. They want to see this game be electric and high-flying. But we also saw unders made a killing in the wild card round. And both these teams do have very good defenses. Do you think this is more so a game in the 20s, or do you think people get their wish and we see a shootout in Buffalo?
No, you look at the Buffalo-Kansas City playoff matchups over the years, and it's been about one thing: ball control. I don't want the other quarterback to kind of have the possession here. Let me make the most of my possession and limit the other guy. And it seemed like Denver was a warm-up act. Buffalo had the ball for over 41 minutes. That's tough for the rookie quarterback. So I don't expect them to have that sort of time possession in this game, but that's the way these games are going to be played. And when you factor in also kind of the weather. If it does get a little windy, if it is a little bit cold, hard for me to see kind of an aerial show in Buffalo on Sunday night.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely see what happens. Gene, do you think that the winner of this game on Sunday, do you think they play in the Super Bowl? Or you still think maybe KC beats the winner of this game?
The short answer is no. I know a lot of people are saying the winner of this game, mark it down. It's almost like, at least from the Buffalo standpoint where you're getting these tests, okay, Denver was a test. Now here comes a much bigger test. And, well, comparatively speaking, the two-time defending Super Bowl champs would even be a bigger test. So hard for me to say, because to kind of go off script here a little bit, PJ, hard for me to see Houston going in there and keeping that close. For Bills fans, I hope I'm wrong on that, but it almost gives Kansas City a nice little primer to get ready for Buffalo in the AFC Championship game or Baltimore.
Gene, I'm in agreement with you. I think KC is going to roll. I think they're going to take care of Houston. Who do you think they match up with in the AFC Championship game? Who do you like on Sunday?
All right, here's just my gut, and I know that's not exactly what you want to use for, you know, when it comes to wagering, but I just want to point out, these are two kickers that have struggled, okay, this year. Justin Tucker has his demons, and Tyler Bass has missed 7 extra points. So if it comes down to kicking, I'll lean on the guy who knows a little bit more about the wins in Orchard Park at this time of year. So bias is admitting them up front. I will take Buffalo by a field goal in this game.
Going to be close. Can't wait to watch it on Sunday. Gene Battaglia, give him a follow on X at Gene Battaglia, co-host of the Sports Bar. You can catch him 3 to 6 p.m. Mondays through Fridays on 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. I'll be on there later today, coming up at 3:25 Eastern Time. Gene, looking forward to talking to you then. Thanks for hopping on, my friend, and good luck to you on Sunday.
Thanks, PJ. Looking for the back end of the home and home today.
Absolutely. Gene Battaglia joining us here on Send It In. All right, let's keep it rolling. Playoff Peach here on Send It In. Looking at both AFC playoff games we have this weekend in the divisional round. We'll get to Baltimore and Buffalo in a little bit. Let's start with that Texans and Chiefs game. And here's my favorite play in this game, okay? Tell me you guys can't envision this happening, right? Kansas City, as we know this season, really hasn't looked all that impressive for a majority of the year. They found ways to win a lot of these games that they probably shouldn't have won. A lot of people have said that they're the biggest, you know, fraud 15-1, 15-2 team that we've ever seen in NFL history. Well, now that the playoffs have arrived, and we haven't seen the Chiefs starters since Christmas Day, and the Chiefs have heard all this noise, right? They've heard about how overrated they are, how fraudulent they are, but we have seen throughout the years in this Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce era that when the playoffs start, they're a different beast. My favorite bet in this game, you might have to shop around for it, but the Chiefs to score an opening touchdown on their first drive, plus 270 at most shops, I love that bet. I can see Kansas City open up this game going right down the field like a machine, surgical, methodical drive, boom, boom, 8 plays, 75 yards, whatever it may be, touchdown, and all of us are just kind of watching the game, everybody reacts on X, and we're like, oh boy, the Chiefs, they're going to win it again, aren't they? This is, with Baltimore and Buffalo, it's going to be a great game, but does it really even matter? I think the Chiefs are out to make a statement, especially early in that game. So I like Kansas City. If you can find that again for them to score a touchdown on the opening drive, I think that's a really good bet. If you just want to bet them in the first quarter at minus 2.5, I think that's a good look too. But my kind of narrative thinking on this game is that Kansas City is going to start fast, and they're going to open fast, and people are just going to sit there, and the team that we've seen struggle for much of the year, especially when they're big favorites like they are on Saturday against Houston, they just come right out of the gate swinging. So I like attacking Kansas City early in this game. If you had to make me play the side, I probably would just lay it with the Chiefs as well at 8.5. This was a regular season game, would be a different story, but now that we're in the playoffs, it's a different animal. These teams faced each other 3 weeks ago, and I think you got to give the advantage to Kansas City because of their coaching staff, because of their top-end talent. Houston took care of business at home against the Chargers. Got to give them credit for that. But I think when you go on the road and face this Chiefs team, it's going to be difficult. So I do like Kansas City again. Opening drive touchdown, minus 2.5 first quarter. Would probably lean laying the 8.5 with them as well. Some props that I would look at. I like C.J. Stroud over 14.5 rushing yards. C.J. Stroud's last 5 road games that he played in the regular season, he went over this rushing total. And then also in the playoff game against the Chargers, he had 6 carries for 42 yards. When CJ's on the road or when he's in a in a playoff-type game. He's looking to use his legs. He's looking to run, which makes sense because when you're at home, control the run game a little bit more. Defense feeds off the crowd. When you're on the road, you got to make some plays, especially with his receiving core all banged up. And the Chiefs are probably going to do everything they can to take away Nico Collins. I think Stroud's going to use his legs. So I like over 14.5 rushing yards for C.J. Stroud. I like Travis Kelce over receiving yards, too. It's chalky. Everybody's going to play it. But it's playoff time. The Chiefs are so good about saving Kelce for late in the season when they know they're going to need him. Well, they're 3 wins away from winning the Super Bowl. Now's the time to use them. So I like Travis Kelce over receiving yards as well. As for this Ravens-Bills game, we talked about it on Monday. I like Baltimore in the game. Talking about it with Gene, too. Bills opened up as early favorites. And then on a Monday, we saw Baltimore become the favorite. And that's professional money coming in, folks, right? Like, those are big boy bets moving that line on a Monday. So the pros have loved Baltimore all year. It's been their highest rated team, and they love them on the road against Buffalo. Pretty telling, too, for a Bills team that's undefeated at home this season. Never been a home underdog in the history of the Buffalo Bills. And here they are as home dogs to a Ravens team who, again, doesn't have, like, the greatest track record in the playoffs, right? Lamar is searching for his second career road playoff victory. So pretty interesting that the Ravens are the favorites. I do think they're the right side, though, if they use the same game plan against Pittsburgh that they do against Buffalo on Sunday. That is the key. That is what the Ravens need to do. They cannot get away from the run. If they stick with running the ball with Lamar and Derrick Henry, I like them in this game. Buffalo is just a bad matchup for Baltimore's offense. They're a smaller defense. You know, they like playing with a lead. They're usually better in that role. Baltimore is one of the best first quarter, first half teams in the NFL. And when they get a lead on people, they just continue to run the football, and it's really tough to catch up with them. So I think that's a good look. And as I was mentioning with Gene, Josh Allen, not great in his career against the Ravens. He's played him 4 times, and he's never thrown for more than 215 passing yards. And the Ravens have had the number one defense in the NFL for the last, like, 7-8 weeks of the season. So they're peaking at the right time. Josh doesn't play well against Baltimore to begin with. Didn't play well against them in week 4. So I'll take the Ravens -1 against the Bills. Some props that I would look at. I told you guys on Monday to bet Josh Allen over 8.5 rush attempts at +110. Well, now that over 8 rush attempts is -130. So you could have gotten yourself 40 cents of value right there, which makes a lot of sense because the Bills love running Josh Allen in these big games. The Ravens have the number one run defense in the NFL. It's going to be tough to just hand the ball off to James Cook and manufacture a run game that way. You got to find different ways to move the ball on the ground. So I think they're going to use Josh's legs to try and do that, especially in short yardage. Also would look at Derrick Henry over 19.5 rushing attempts and his longest rush over 19.5 yards. The Ravens should just continue to feed Derrick all game long. And if they do, like we saw against the Steelers, if you give it to the big fella enough, he's going to break one eventually. So I think both of those bets could be good looks too. James Cook, longest rush under 13.5 yards, I think it's a good look too. Bills are certainly going to try and feature James Cook. They're going to try and get some balance on the ground, but it's tough to break big runs against that Baltimore defense. So under 13.5 rushing, longest rush for James Cooks, I think is a good look. And if Zay Flowers does not play for the Ravens, this is only a contingency on Zay Flowers not playing. If he does not play, Isaiah Likely is a must bet. Receiving yards, must bet. Because what happens is with Flowers out, Andrews goes out to wide receiver, plays more of a wide receiver type role, Likely steps into the tight end one role that Andrews excels at. And that's honestly Lamar's favorite target, is that Andrews type role. And that's where Likely can really have some big production. So as long as Zay Flowers doesn't play, you got to bet Isaiah Likely. If Flowers does play, it changes it a little bit. But I would go ahead and grab anytime touchdown at +400 for Isaiah Likely, whether or not Flowers is in or out of the lineup. That's too good of a price at 4-1 to pass up on Likely. All right, a promo from our friends now at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. Opt in to the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. Place a $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest TD of the week, you'll win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, let's get to some best bets today in college basketball. We will start with South Carolina on the road at Vandy. We've seen some line movement here from 8 up to 9.5. Still think Vandy is worth a bet in this game. You got South Carolina coming off a near upset against Auburn. Vandy dropped a home game as small underdogs to Mississippi State. People are going to want to bet South Carolina after they just saw them beat Auburn. But I think Vandy rolls tonight at home. Give me the Commodores minus 9.5. Game of the night is going to be in Ames, Iowa. Top 10 matchup between Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State got up as high as 7. Now they're down to 5.5. The total is 143.5, and that's where I'm looking. I like the under in this game. Kansas is a top 5 defense in college basketball. Iowa State's a top 10. This is going to be one of the best environments that we see all year in college basketball. Hilton Coliseum is awesome, especially when the Jayhawks are in town, especially when both teams are good as well. Kansas struggles at times to really find consistent offense, and I think they will on the road against Iowa State. So I'll take the under 143.5 in that matchup. West Virginia on the road taking on Houston. Houston, a big 18.5 point favorite with the total at 124.5. I would lay it with Houston in this game. West Virginia's got two really good wins on their resume this season. They beat Gonzaga in the Battle of Atlantis earlier this year. They won at Kansas to open up Big 12 play. I think a lot of people are going to see those two upsets for West Virginia. They're going to see all these points they're getting on the road at Houston, but I think it's a trap. I like Houston. They've been mauling people so far at the start of Big 12 play. Their defense has been ridiculous. I think they're going to suffocate West Virginia offensively. I think a Mountaineers team total under is a good look as well, but I like Houston minus 18.5 in that matchup. I also like another favorite. Give me Tennessee minus 11.5 against Georgia. Total in that game is 133.5. You got Georgia, finally a ranked team. They're in the top 25, coming off a nice win against Kentucky, playing a Tennessee team that really hasn't looked all that great to start SEC play. Tennessee's a tough place to play, though, at home. And usually when you get two ranked teams and the favorite and the home team is the favorite, it's one of the best trends in college basketball. You just bet the home team who's the favorite. I think this is another one of those great games to do it, so I like Tennessee minus 11.5. Underdogs that I like tonight. Give me Washington plus 7.5 against Purdue. Anytime we get any of these Big Ten schools playing in the Eastern time zone that got to fly out to the West Coast, I'm always looking to fade them in that first game, especially if it's in the middle of the week. You saw Maryland lose outright in this spot, 6.5 point favorites last week. Purdue's a way different team away from Mackey Arena than they are when they play on the road, and I think you're going to see that tonight. So I like Washington plus the points. I also like Texas plus 2.5 against Oklahoma. That game feels like it's going to come right down to the wire. Pretty similar teams. I like Texas maybe even get the win as well. So I'd look at the Longhorns there at plus 2.5. As for golf, we got the PGA Tour continuing to roll this week. Tomorrow starts the American Express, and this is one of those weird tournaments where they play at three different courses. So the cut will be after round three. They play at the Pete Dye Stadium course, the Nicholas course, and the La Quinta Country Club. And then for the final round on Sunday, they will once again play at the Pete Dye Stadium course. So that's the course that they'll play twice. But all these golfers will play at three different courses. Kind of makes it difficult to handicap, right? Because each course has their own architect. They have their own style, their own grass, kind of different and unique setup. But some of the golfers that I'm looking at this week, all these courses, really, you don't have to be long. It's not about who's going to hit it the farthest this week. It's about the best approach players and who's going to make the most putts, because usually the winner of this event is like minus 25, minus 27, 30 under par, somewhere in that range. First guy I'm looking at is Patrick Cantlay at 16-1. California native, usually plays very well in his home state. Also usually good on Pete Dye golf courses. And of all like the big names in the field this week, the Justin Thomases, Sam Burns, Tony Finau, Sung J.M., usually Patrick Cantlay is the guy in these courses that are going to yield a lot of birdies. He's the guy that you want to look at. So I'll take Patrick Cantlay at 16-1. Also, give me Davis Thompson at 40-1 as well. Thompson was the runner-up in this event a couple of years ago, finished 21st last year. He's a guy that's a very good short iron player, and he's a good putter. He won an event a couple of years ago where he had to make a lot of birdies, and this is one where he's going to have to do it again. So I think Davis Thompson could be in contention this week. I like him at 40-1. Sepp Straka at 50-1, the Austrian. I like him this week. Hasn't played at this course in a couple years, but Pete Dye courses he also usually plays very well at. Very good iron player and a good putter as well. When he gets rolling, he can really make a lot of birdies. I just think that's too big of a price next to a golfer as good as Sepp Straka, so I like him at 50-1. And then finally, Christian Mazatenhout at 66-1. Seabez, one of the best short iron players, wedge players on tour, and he's a very good putter. Also very good in the wind as well. And maybe if those California winds start gusting or something like that, he could be a little bit of a factor, and it would be very advantageous for him if that's the case. But I like Seabez's price this week, and he's also got good course history here. Runner-up last year, finished tied for 11th the year before, so I like him. Seabez 66-1 this week at the American Express. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. And Kate, what are the five-star plays BetQL have for us today?
Hey, PJ, five-star plays. We'll go over to the NBA. Charlotte Hornets -5. Ooh, I wrote down Hornets -5 against the Hornets. They are playing the Utah Jazz tonight. So Hornets -5 against the Utah Jazz. Our model makes the Hornets favored by 10. So you're getting about a 5-point difference from the current line. Charlotte's lost 4 of their last 5. So they are looking for a win in convincing fashion. Take the Hornets -5 if you want to back the model today.
Yeah, I like that, Kate. All right, going with the Hornets against the Jazz. Sticking with the NBA and college basketball, anything that you like tonight in either one? We can go to the NBA or college basketball, any bets you like.
Yeah, I'm going to stick in the NBA. I'll take the Knicks -6.5. They are playing the Sixers tonight. And this is just, I hate the Sixers this year. They're an awful basketball team, in my opinion. They just can't stay healthy. And when they don't have their big three on the floor, they're not winning any games. They have the second worst covering percentage in the entire league. And they are 4-17 against the spread against teams over 500. The Knicks coming off a bad loss against the Pistons. First game of their road trip, a chance to kind of refocus, get away from home, and get a good win tonight on the road. So I'll take the Knicks -6.5. And then I haven't bet this yet, but I'm looking at the Warriors to cover against the Timberwolves tonight. The Wolves are just 4-12-2 against the spread at home. Their offense is inconsistent. Their defense is inconsistent. And for as bad as the Warriors have been at times, they can certainly stick within this number. So I will take the Warriors +6.5 in Minnesota tonight.
Very good. All right, Kate, let's look at the NFL. We got divisional weekend, some really good matchups. Just looking at sides and totals, have you placed any bets yet, either of the four games?
I like the total in Lions and Commanders, and it is super high, PJ, 55.5. We saw unders. They were the play last week, going 5-1 to the over, or to the under, rather. This Lions offense is just so good, and it can score in so many different ways. Plus, they get David Montgomery back, and I think Washington can somewhat keep up. Like, they will find the end zone. Jaden Daniels has been phenomenal. He's poised. He shows up big in big-time moments, so I don't think this is necessarily a spot where the Lions defense is going to totally just stifle this Commanders offense. I think both of these teams get on the board, and this game goes way, well, I'm not going to say way over. It goes way high, which is going over the 55.5 total.
Could see it, Kate. Again, a lot of points, but man, with both of those offense, especially Detroit, would not shock me at all if that game's in like the 60s or maybe even the 70s. What about any prop bets that you like in any of the four games? Anything that you like in the prop market?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco, I'm going to take him over his rushing yards, 43.5. I mean, he's the Chiefs' lead back, right? He's finally back, fully healthy. He's had a lot of time to rest over these last couple of weeks. And this number is fairly low, I think, because for the most part, I mean, Kareem Hunt has been huge throughout the season for them. So maybe the books are thinking that they're going to split quite a bit of the time. I'm not sure that's necessarily going to be the case. Pacheco has a whole lot more playoff experience and just, you know, reps in these big game moments. Game script also says that the Chiefs, as 8.5-point favorites, they're going to be up late, maybe lean on the run. Pacheco, he's also gone over this number in all 4 postseason games last year and all but 1 playoff game in his entire career. So Isaiah Pacheco over 43.5 rushing yards is one of my favorite props this weekend.
Very good. Kate, a lot of great stuff there in the NBA, NFL as well. Appreciate you joining us as always on Sending In. We'll talk again later on in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. Ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, wrap up the show now. PJ's plays. Moist Cupcakes, I see you in the chat. Terry McLaurin seems like the best anytime touchdown prop in Detroit, Washington, all the Detroit player touchdown props are super juiced. I agree. Those Detroit, I mean, there's any time touchdown props they have are insane. McLaurin looks like a great bet. We'll dive into that game more tomorrow. But Terry, anytime touchdown and longest reception over, I think both of those really good bets on that game Saturday night. As for my prop block that I'm giving out today, Derrick Henry longest rush over 19 and a half yards. You're just hearing Gene. It's going to be cold. There might be some snow. Just give it to the big fella. That's what the Ravens did against the Steelers, and it worked out great for them. I don't see them changing their ways. Teams that got to travel across the country midweek. Purdue, way different team on the road than they are at Mackey. And then finally, Tennessee lay the 11.5 tonight with the Vols against Georgia. I think they're going to roll in that matchup against the Bulldogs. Thanks again to Gene Battaglia, Kate Constable, for joining us on the show today. Andrew Gillis with us tomorrow to preview Ohio State and Notre Dame national title. See you guys then.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.